Feel like you're stumbling around in the dark when it comes to your relationship with Christ? Then I would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we go to God's Word for focus and direction. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is next. Join us. Hello. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden, located at 8650 Benson Road. We would invite you to join us as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, refers us back to God's Word once again that we might find our grounding in Christ, our encouragement, and our strength to go on day by day in Him. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris.
Well, so glad you have tuned into Abounding Grace as we seek to understand just how abounding God's grace is to sinners. And that's what we do here on Abounding Grace each and every weekday as we go through the Word of God and open up these great gems of gospel truth that show and provide sinners the way to life. Well, this week we're going to go back again and consider Romans chapter 7. We picked up last week in the first early section of Romans 7, and this week we're going to move a little further into Romans 7 and see just this war within that occurs in the true believer, and hopefully find that this, at the end of the day, will be a great encouragement to you, because sin often makes us doubt, sin makes us struggle, makes us wonder if God can really love the Christian, and of course He does. He gave His Son, poured out His wrath on His own Son that we might fully have life. And that is the greatest comfort, and that is what Paul recognized, even though he continued in this great battle against his sin. Well, if I were to ask you today, what is the sign of a mature Christian? What marks a Christian who is truly growing in his faith and living the assured life? What would it be? I'm sure that sort of response would come back to me, and it would be things like, well, that would be demonstrated in someone who does a lot in the life of the church. They're on the committees, they're involved in the activities, they're always involved in service. And then on top of that, we would add things like consistent Bible reading, prayer, church attendance, and so on. Now, all of these certainly do mark a life of sanctification. But we do know, in many ways, these can be false forms of assurance for us. We're still left with the question, how much, Lord? How much do I need to do to know? Right? I mean, that's when we talk about works and those sort of things, we're always left with that question. Jesus said there will be many on that day who approach Him and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do all these things? But His response was, I did not know you. What then marks the mature Christian? Or what shows forth in his life that he really is being sanctified and is a child of God? What is it that is really evidenced by growth? How would we know? See, often we define sanctification by our progress in good deeds or good works. And we know this because the common thought in the Christian church today is something like this. I've heard the gospel already. I've believed in Christ, I've professed my faith, I've made the decision. Now it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty of the Christian life. Because at the end of the day, true sanctification is all about doing. I mean, last week I used the example of that pastor who really exposed the heart of his people. And afterward, that lady came forth and she was furious at his sermon and said, you make me feel this big. You beat me down too much. And remember his reply, man, that's too big. Do you know that much self-righteousness will land you in hell? If that pastor would have asked that lady at this point, well, ma'am, what kind of sermon do you prefer then? Please tell me. We can be assured she would have wanted a sermon that would have made her feel very comfortable and very confident in herself. She didn't like feeling little, right? And the reason for that is because we all love to find value in ourselves by what we do. And so to obtain the victorious Christian life, people think, we need just these positive principles to help build us up. But I say to you today, had that pastor done that, that woman would have only continued in her very deceived life of self-righteousness. And so I come back to the question, what is the sign of a truly mature Christian who is being sanctified? Here's the question today. And if you're driving and if you're listening, wherever you're sitting, it's so important that you get this. Is it an awareness of how good you're becoming in the Christian life? Does that mark maturity? See, should we see ourselves as getting better or worse? Is it a growing sense of really how sinful and bad I am as I learn all the more to trust in Jesus, who is my happiness? That really is the fundamental question of the Christian life that we cannot afford to get wrong. Because if we are just gathering in the church to get a good pat on the back about how well we're doing and to get some good help for our busy, hard weeks, we really can live a quite deceived life. The fact is, Paul says to us in Romans 7, the true sign of sanctification in your life as a Christian, the true sign of maturity is the ever-increasing consciousness of sin. True growth is witnessed in the intensity of the struggle within you. Did you get that? True growth is witnessed and understood in the intensity of the struggle within you, your ever-increasing consciousness of it. You are actually growing more Christ-like when you start seeing things as God has defined them. And that constantly you find yourselves crying out, "Oh, wretched man that I am! Woe is me! I am undone!" And our faces are again and again turned to our Christ. We typically wouldn't define things this way, would we? But the most commendable people in the Bible were those who were conscious of their sin. One pastor said years ago, "He who is most exercised in the Christian life is he who is most abased with himself." Paul shows us that today and this week. Those of you who find yourself in this horrible battle because you have this great burning desire within you to be like Christ and to live a holy life, and because of your love for God, because of what he's done for you, but actually find yourself doing the very things that you do not want to do, you can rejoice today. The message that Paul is going to show us here that Christ gives is that he loves you and that he has assured you that he has won the victory for you, and your very struggle is evidence of maturity and growth. And that is true only for the Christian. The issue that we begin with today is simply in Romans 7, who is the Apostle Paul speaking of? Everything in Romans 7 has been somewhat clear, but all of a sudden in verse 14, there's this dramatic shift in the way that Paul speaks. He says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin." That, of course, has led to a variety of different views with regard to Romans 7. Let me give you just a few of the views today and tomorrow so that we would understand this passage and what is the reality of the Christian life. The first is what is known as the carnal Christian view. I label this as the American view. And what this view of Romans 7 teaches is that the man Paul refers to here is the Christian in his immature or sort of unsurrendered state. He's defeated. So in this view, there's sort of a two-stage experience for the Christian. Once he makes his decision for Jesus, he can have him as Savior. But he has to break away from this defeatist attitude and immaturity to have Christ as Lord. And that was the great lordship controversy that broke open in the 1980s. So we could put it this way. The goal is victorious Christian living. But you guys have this Romans 7 attitude about your sin. You keep putting your head in the sand. You keep wallowing over your sin. You're too negative. You are just too defeated. So you need to move on to the Romans 8 Christian, which is all about victory. But Romans 7 is this defeated guy. This defeated Christian who needs to break away from all of this sin stuff and get on to Romans 8, life in the Spirit. Now, that is a very American reading of Romans 7. What happens to your Christianity if you read it that way? Well, all sorts of things. The sin discussion is over. There is an avoidance in talking about sin, and isn't that exactly what has happened in our land? I need to be uplifted. Rehearsing how bad my heart is can't be good for me. So what comes next? Formulas. You ever notice that the American church is on this never-ending hunt for formulas to be victorious and happy? And so, if you're finding that your Christianity is hard and you're struggling with sin, You're just not doing the right things. I mean, that's what these people like Joyce Myers and Joel Osteen are saying. Here's what you do. And then they present to us all these new sets of laws. So this view brings an end to the discussion about sin. New formulas for living become dominant, and people like this are usually on this endless quest for spiritual experience. I mean, that's what you see. This is what you need to get out of your rut. It's an upbeat worship experience. You need to rise above all this negative talk. It's degrading. And so Christians today are on this ever-present quest for some new experience to achieve victory and success. But at the end of the day, my friends, all of this becomes a substitute and a denial of their sin. And it provides an easy out rather than dealing with the fact that their lives are quite out of harmony with God's demand. We've looked at this. This is not honest. The psalmists were real about the life. They would often lament about their sin. Read it. Read Paul. We'll see Paul struggle here with his sin. This is not something we shove away and ignore and just say we need to sort of shove it under the carpet. No, this is honest. We have to be honest about the Christian life. There's no two-stage process for the Christian. If Christ is your Savior, then He is also the Lord of your life now. And that means to put your head in the sand, to dump your sin away and ignore your sin, is a far cry from the life of David, who said, "My sins are always before your face. Wash me, purge me." It's a lifelong struggle. And so that's what we're going to see this week in Romans 7. There is this battle, and Paul talks about this in Galatians. There's this warfare between the flesh and the spirit so that you don't do the things that you wish. That's real. That's a struggle. And what happens is oftentimes it attacks our assurance. You know what the devil says? You're no Christian. How could you be a Christian and do that? And so our heads fall into the wallow of our sin, and we get very depressed. Well, Paul's saying, look, that struggle is real, but it shouldn't leave you depressed. It should make you see how great your deliverer is, who has already freed you. You have the victory in Christ. If you are a believer in Him today, your victory is in Him. He walked this life perfectly. He shed His blood on the cross so that we should no more be defeated. Oh, sure, the struggle's real, but that we would see that our confidence is in Him. Do you know Jesus today? Is your confidence in Him? Rejoice, you are victorious over sin and death because He was in His life, death, and resurrection.
This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We thank you for joining us. As always, it's a real privilege and a delight spending time with you here in God's Word. If you have questions, comments of any kind, or maybe even a prayer request, we'd love to hear from you. You can call or write to us, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. Or you can visit our website and drop us an email at lindenurc.com. In fact, we have a lot of information there, including directions if you would like to join us for worship. lindenurc.com. Now, if you're writing to us using U.S. Mail, you can do so at 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And by the way, that also serves as our place of worship. If you'd like to join us, again, you're more than welcome. The offer is always open to you. Call us at 360-318-0429 for directions, or simply, again, go to our website, lindenurc.com, for those directions. And then we look forward to seeing you next time we get together for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.